We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence. And
this is the Edward R. Murrow, and I'm going to speak to the Edward R. Murrow Award winner, James Roop. Jim Roop in the house. KBC News correspondent. Congratulations, Jim. Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
There you are. I'm going to read to you, well, I'm going to read for our listeners, the nature of this award. It is a big honor. The Radio and Television Digital News Association has been honoring outstanding achievements in electronic journalism with the Edward R. Murrow Award since 1971. Murrow's pursuit, Murrow, who you just heard there in that little piece, his pursuit of excellence in journalism embodies the spirit of the awards that carry his name. Murrow Award recipients demonstrate the excellence that Edward R. Murrow made a standard for the electronic news profession. And it was a great pleasure that they announced Edward R. Murrow Award winner, Jim Roop. Jim, congratulations. That's a big deal.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Also, before we get into the stories that we've asked you to comment on today, I want to remind people, or at least acknowledge, that we are monitoring a situation in Brussels, Belgium. Witnesses describe a loud bang at the Brussels train station. The Sky News is reporting that Belgian police say the incident is under control, though there is tons of footage at play in cable news right now, where you see dozens and dozens of police cars with their rollers going and various kinds of seemingly armed professionals running around there trying to secure the situation. But it does not look out of control. It does look secure. And again, Sky News reporting that it is under control. Local media report that police have neutralized the threat, whatever that means. Dutch media is reporting that federal police confirm an explosion in Brussels. And again, we're assuming it's that same Brussels train station. So again, we are monitoring that while we are talking to our award winner, Jim Roop. So Jim, the first story I'd like you to comment on, if you don't mind, is the LAPD police chief suspending the cadet volunteer program. Tell me why. What do those boys do?
Right. At least at two divisions, there's a review going. There's a top to bottom review of the cadet program right now. In fact, four more cadets were placed under arrest. So now a total of seven have been arrested, including one girl, by the way. What the chief alleges these kids did, and the cadet program has kids from age 13 to 20, and not all of them become police officers, but it can be a path to becoming a police officer, although I don't think these seven are going to be.
Well, is it anything where, say, I'm just wondering, and I have no knowledge about this, but it makes me wonder, do schools or perhaps counselors sort of push kids into that program to try to get them to get their act together if they're sort of spiraling? Is that part of what has happened here?
This is one of those programs. This is a program that, much like you would join the Boy Scouts, let's say.
But I'm wondering if somebody's encouraging kids that are sort of at risk to do that program. I'm just wondering. I have no independent knowledge of it, because I don't understand why kids that are dedicated to that kind of a program would then spiral so significantly.
Well, there are kids that do things so that it looks good on a resume or a college application. So reasons why people join these things.
Got it. So it's not just about being a police. There's other benefits than heading towards police work.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I think the chief will tell you that most of them who go through the program don't wind up being police officers, but it does benefit them in their life. So the program does have its value, and it always has.
Well, yeah, I've thought it was a very valuable program. I remember in high school I got a ticket from a cadet once in Pasadena, and I thought, wow, it stinks, but okay. And I think wouldn't there be a great loss if they actually suspended it permanently? So they're really just reviewing it, right?
They're just trying to figure out where the flaw in the system is, because what happened was these kids allegedly hacked into the inventory, the department's inventory database, under the name of a sergeant who was on vacation. And they checked out three vehicles, three police cruisers, and they went joyriding in these police cruisers. They also allegedly checked out a couple of tasers, a bulletproof vest, and a couple of radios. Although we asked, but it doesn't seem as if any weapons have been checked out. So there's the good news there. But the two of these cruisers were riding around, and some officers on patrol saw them.
Wow.
And they wound up on a high-speed pursuit, and these two vehicles wound up crashing with these teenagers behind it. Also, the chief says that these teenagers were pulling people over.
Wow.
They're acting as cops, pulling people over, traffic stops. No one was ever handcuffed or anything. In fact, the chief, when he originally announced this over the weekend, he said, if anybody out there was pulled over by someone who looks really, really young, they are. These are this the original three arrested were 15, 16, and 17 years old.